We are being told by the great and the good that we need to curb our greenhouse gas emissions, principally carbon dioxide and a little bit of methane, and that we need to eat bugs and stop eating meat because we are destroying the planet and we're all going to, this planet's just going to burn in hellfire and we'll all run out of water and everybody will die. But are we being told everything about carbon dioxide and about climate change?
Hello and welcome to the Crypto Rich podcast. This audio podcast is derived from content from the Crypto Rich video channels and may contain references to graphics and images. For the full Crypto Rich video experience, please see the links in the show notes. The information presented in this podcast is provided for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only, without any express or implied warranty of any kind, including warranties of accuracy, completeness, or fitness for any particular purpose. It is not intended to be and does not constitute legal, financial, investment, trading, or any other advice. All of the information presented is general in nature and is not specific to you or anyone else. Do not make any decision, legal, financial, investment, trading, or otherwise, based on any of the information presented in this podcast without first consulting a licensed professional. You understand that you use or rely on any and all information provided in this podcast at your own risk.
Hi, everybody. This is Crypto Rich, working with you to get rich with crypto, filling our pockets with crypto profits. And like I said, we're going to be talking about climate change. It's a short video on some basics about it, and then you can go ahead and go and do your own due diligence and check it out for yourself. Before you do so, please do subscribe, bit.ly/CryptoRichOdyssey. I post more videos like this one. This won't be on YouTube because of the censorship by YouTube. And also follow me on Twitter, CryptoRichYT, and join my official Telegram announcements channel. Very quick word from a sponsor. Click on my affiliate link for NordVPN. You know, most of my videos aren't sponsored. I don't charge for them or anything. I don't have any kind of Patreon. But if you decide that you want to preserve your privacy and make sure all the data that goes in and out of your computer is encrypted, then check out NordVPN. My affiliate link will give you something like a 2/3 discount on some of their packages. Okay, so apparently too much carbon dioxide and too much methane, but principally carbon dioxide, means global warming and climate change. But there are a whole bunch of other factors that are omitted, ignored, and censored. And, you know, they're just not part of the discourse, and these factors affect our climate. So first off, there's the sun. There is nothing bigger, more powerful, I think, than how the sun affects us. You know, where I am in England, on a regular basis, every 24 hours, we can have variations of about 10 degrees C. And on an annual basis, or something like 30 degrees centigrade, which is what our 40, 50 degrees Fahrenheit for all the Americans watching on an annual basis. And why is that caused by? It's caused by the sun. I mean, it's not caused, like the daily changes aren't caused by carbon dioxide. They're not caused by, oh, it's got dark, so then all the carbon dioxide goes away and hides and that makes the temperature drop. Or as the sun rises, the carbon dioxide comes out and that's what makes the temperature rise. No, it's the sun, but the amount of heat and the type of radiation that the sun puts out is ignored, omitted, or is discounted when it comes to the whole climate change agenda. Okay, other factors that are omitted from the discourse. Solar winds. So this is the type of radiation that hits our sun, that hits our planet, and it's also affected by the magnetosphere, which I'll come to in a second, but also cosmic radiation. That affects our climate. So the cosmic radiation is all the radiation that comes from all over the cosmos that we don't know much about. Cosmic rays go through everything. They go through us. They go through our buildings. They go through everything until they hit the Earth's molten core. And one of the things that scientists have noticed is there's a correlation between cosmic rays, cosmic radiation, and earthquakes. Now, I'm not saying that cosmic rays cause it. We just don't know enough. I'm not saying that cosmic rays cause earthquakes. We just don't know enough. Now, what happens when you have earthquakes? Well, when you have earthquakes, you have more volcanoes. You have more volcanoes on land and you have more volcanoes in the sea. Now, what happens with volcanoes? Well, volcanoes on land throw up vast amounts of dust that blocks out the sunlight and the heat from reaching us. So you have year-long winters, like what happened with Krakatoa at some point in the 19th century. It was, you know, it just gave rise to a year-long winter all over the world, and that meant that affected plant life. We couldn't grow crops as well as we could, and that led to mass starvation. Now, volcanoes underwater, well, what do? They alter sea currents. They warm the water with their heat, and that alters sea currents. And what do sea currents do? Well, sea currents, they move warm water from one place to another place, and that affects trade winds. And what do trade winds do? Well, they affect clouds and high pressure and the amount of sunlight that reaches the earth. And also what sea currents do is they transport the heat from the equatorial region to the rest of to other parts of the planet. But that's also affected by tectonic plates, because the tectonic plates guide the currents in a particular direction. So they flow like this. There's a band of cold water around the Antarctic continent that sea currents are unable to penetrate. So we get the Gulf Stream and the jet stream flowing north, warming Northern America and Europe in particular. If that changes, if that current changes, then Europe will get very, very cold. Now, the other thing that also affects our climate are outer planets. So outer planets and also the lunar cycles, they exert a gravitational pull on the Earth. Now, what does that do? It pulls the Earth away a little bit from the sun, but also it has an effect on the plates, on the tectonic plates, where it causes the Earth's crust to expand a little bit. You know, like how a balloon, when you inflate it slightly. Now, it doesn't need to be a lot. Just a little bit will be enough to cause more earthquakes, to cause more volcanoes, more changes in global, in sea currents, in the temperature of sea currents, and more dust going up in the air. Now, the other thing that affects our climate is the tilt of the Earth. And, sometimes the Earth tilts away from the sun, some parts tilt towards it, and sometimes it gets pulled away by outer planets. Sometimes it's affected by Lord knows what, I don't know. But that makes a big difference to our climate. And then also there are polar shifts, where the poles will switch from the North Pole will go to where the South Pole is, the South Pole will go where the North Pole is, sometimes in the middle. The poles are shifting. They naturally shift. There's nothing we can do about them shifting, and it's not because of carbon dioxide. Then there's the magnetosphere. The magnetosphere is this shield of electromagnetic energy that keeps our atmosphere intact. Now, Mars and the Moon, they don't have a magnetosphere. That's been stripped away, which is why they are barren. And all the water, if there ever was any on those solar objects, got on the Moon. I was going to say a planet. If there ever was any on the Moon or on Mars, it got evaporated away, and they are just pummeled by cosmic radiation and by solar winds. They have no protection. We do have protection from the magnetosphere, but the magnetosphere varies in strength. It's probably affected by the magnetic poles and polar shifts and stuff, right? So it varies in strength. Sometimes it's stronger, sometimes it's weaker. When it's weaker, then we have more radiation, solar winds coming in. We have more cosmic radiation coming in. And then we have more earthquakes and volcanoes and Lord knows what. Now, what's happening with the sun right now is that the corona of the sun is shrinking. It's not as big as it has been. And what that does is that it allows background cosmic radiation that would be prevented by the sun's corona from striking our planet is getting through. So more cosmic radiation is getting through with a weakened magnetosphere. And then the other thing that's happening with the sun is that it's going through one of its cooling cycles. So it has regular 11-year cycles, but it also has, I think, about 350, 400-year cycles, which is why in the 17th century we had a major ice age where it was possible to skate on the River Thames. It was that cold. But also in 1540, this is also ignored and omitted from the climate change discourse, there was a drought in Europe where some parts of Europe didn't have any rain for about a year. Switzerland didn't have rain for 13 months. Now, that couldn't have been caused by carbon dioxide or greenhouse gases because industrialization hadn't taken hold then and the population of Europe was much, much smaller. So what could it have been? Could it have been the natural cycles where the climate does change, where you go through ice ages and mini ice ages and mini warm periods, interglacial periods and big interglacial periods? Could it be that? Now, there is a particular advantage that carbon dioxide has, which is that it's a useful... Actually, before I tell you that, let me tell you something about carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. It is not a pollutant. The more carbon dioxide there is, the more plant growth there is. How come? Well, if you take carbon dioxide, and a warm environment, and they say like carbon dioxide causes cloud cover and stuff, and then because of cloud cover the heat gets trapped and stays in and everything. Well, in cloud cover you also have more water, so you have carbon dioxide, heat and water. What do you get? You add them together and some sunlight, you get glucose and oxygen. This is photosynthesis. Carbon dioxide is plant food. Now, the advantage that carbon dioxide does have for the powers that be, for the great and the good, is that it is a useful proxy for human activity, and it allows for the creation and use of applications that allow for us to be surveilled and tracked and traced, especially if it's linked to a CBDC and a biometric ID. Now, the pro-carbon dioxide argument, or I like the pro, we've got to reduce carbon dioxide argument, also justifies the destruction of existing energy infrastructures and the creation of new, more centralized, easier control, less efficient energy infrastructures, which are also polluting and have their own sorts of problems. What this will give us is the Great Reset. Not that I think the Great Reset is going to win. They are going to lose, but they're going to do a lot of damage between now and then, is that we will own nothing. We will eat bugs and we will be happy, according to the WEF. But it ain't gonna happen. Watch this short clip where somebody at the WEF function explains how they're developing a carbon dioxide tracking system. Isn't that great?
We're developing through technology an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
MasterCard and the United Nations are joining forces to monitor the carbon effect of your credit card purchases. And then you'll hit your carbon max and it'll stop working. Hey, of course, it's voluntary for now. The new credit card is called Doconomy. And on the back of the card, it's going to say, I am taking responsibility for every transaction I make to help protect the planet. This is a social credit score, and it's a proof of concept. The Doconomy CO2 credit card website claims it is the largest initiative ever taken by a bank in educating its users on the impact of consumption. They say themselves they want to set a global standard for carbon calculations. That's the key. Once they have their numbers in place, then they can give every single purchase you make a score and punish you directly. This is what China does. And of course, this will only be enforced on you and me and any businesses that don't go along with their scheme. And banks are going to enforce it.
Now, you might think that it really is carbon dioxide that's causing climate change, because that's what we've been told again and again and again and again. Except I would say this, human history is full of instances where we've been told and led to believe something that ain't necessarily so. Like, for example, how formula milk replaced breast milk in the West because of vested interest. You know, there's more money to be made from formula milk than there is for breast milk. And in many Western countries, especially like in England, breastfeeding dropped off considerably until many, many, many years later, it was discovered, oh no, wait a minute, breast was best after all. So here's another example of where we are being lied to, manipulated, led, deceived due to the censorship of anybody who challenges the carbon dioxide climate change orthodoxy. I couldn't post this video on YouTube, for example, because YouTube now has a policy of censoring or deleting or omitting, you know, or demonetizing videos that challenge the climate change orthodoxy, just like they did so with the injections and the lockdowns and the COVID-19 narrative. And we see how well that turned out. Okay, so look, if you do disagree, tell me. Let me know how and why you can take such a large and complex system that is so old, like the Earth's climate, ignore all the other factors and reduce it to a linear relationship with carbon dioxide, solar cycles, the sun's energy and radiation, the magnetosphere, the tilt of the Earth, outer planets, the lunar cycles, tectonic plates, Earth, the currents in the sea, trade winds, cosmic radiation. The magnetosphere again, right? Earthquakes, volcanoes. Are you really, really saying that carbon dioxide has a much, much bigger role, so big that we can ignore the effects of all of the others? Really? Let me know how come. So, let me know what you think. Comments, questions in the description below. Please follow me on Twitter, CryptoRichYT, join my official Telegram announcements channel. And between now and when I see you next, please keep filling your pockets with... We should fill it with lots and lots of joy and happiness. This is Crypto Rich signing out. All the best. Bye-bye.